It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
State championship basketball is taking over the airwaves here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Jake Spaulding. Alongside is my partner, Chris Boswell, Seth Tolleson, taking care of us back in the studios. Class 1A, Division 1, girls state title, moments away from now. Donovan West, your Lady Mustangs, come into this tournament the 5 seed, representing the Twin Valley League, 18-5 entering the tournament. What do? They only knock off the 8-time defending state champion Central Plain Oilers in the opening round by 20. Then they knock off top-seeded Norwich last night by 14. Tonight, they take on the Quinter Bulldogs, who have won 6 straight games and defeated Frankfurt last night in the semifinal round in comeback fashion, 42-38. Quinter has won state titles in their previous history. Donovan West has not. It's got that feel of destiny here for Coach Perry Smith in his 7th year at Donovan West. This is the 3rd time that Coach Perry Smith's been on a weekend trip here in Dodge City. 2nd time with the Mustangs, but it's the 1st time in a state title game for him and a 1st time for the Donovan West Lady Mustang team. My partner Chris Boswell, Bosley, it does not get any better than this. The culmination of a season comes down to one game.
It does. It's a grind. You know, you start mid-November, you come all the way through to mid-March, the ups and downs throughout the season, and it all kind of comes down to this, the opportunity to win a state title. And I tell you, Donovan West, they're playing some really good basketball right now. Things are clicking for them. They're kind of firing on all cylinders, and that's exactly what you want coming into the state tournament.
Donovan West. Seniors, Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby, 3 seniors on this roster that know what it takes to get the job done. This is a roster that had some experience in that semifinal loss, the 4th place finish, 2 years ago here at the United Wireless Arena. This time, unfinished business, about to hopefully get finished, due to the words by Coach Perry Smith. We talked with him with an interview earlier today, and there was conversation about what this game was going to look like. But for this matchup, Bozzy, the Quinter Bulldogs will trot out a 6'2" senior in Anna Briggs, who really dominated last night against Frankfurt in their comeback win.
Yeah, Anna Briggs, she's a problem. She's the real deal. She can play inside with length. Obviously, he said she's 6'2", but she's long, long arms, big presence in the paint, rim protector for Quinter. Now, the tough part about that is she can also go outside and knock down threes. Late in the game against Frankfurt yesterday, she stepped out to the top of the key, knocked down threes, and I hit 2 of them. So she's a really tough guard. But here's the thing. I think if you're Donovan West, they're going to run. They're going to get up and down the floor. They are going to try to control tempo and push this into a fast-paced game.
Donovan West, Lady Mustangs, Quinter Lady Bulldogs, state championship basketball. It's tipping off here in just a few moments. But first, a word from our sponsors and Coach Perry Smith on what this day means. Sending to get back to Seth now for our pregame timeout. We come back, starters and tip-off here from United Wireless Arena on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNCA, Hiawatha.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home Your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Hey, Kansaland, thanks for calling for another pretty good interview with Coach Terry Smith, Donovan West, Lady Mustangs coach. A state championship game about to get underway. You know, we talk a lot this week. You and I have talked in the past about what it takes to get to a moment such as this. How are you guys seizing this moment and living in this moment right now?
Well, I'll let you know after the game today if we did. It's been a grind, a great grind, don't get me wrong. But we've spent four nights in the hotel and a lot of nights of watching film, a lot of nights out of your routine, but the girls have adjusted well so far, and hopefully they do today. And when we get done with the game tonight, we will hopefully have seized the moment and had some excitement along the way.
You're going to be coming home with a trophy regardless, but you get to this culmination, this peak of this mountain right now, a long season. You know, it starts not just in November, it starts way before that. And, you know, a lot of people say that your season starts the day that you lose your last game. This has been a long trek for you guys, and you're at the top of this mountain right now. What are you feeling as the head coach, not for the kids, but for you? What are you feeling right now as you guys are getting ready to take the floor in a state title game?
Well, you know, I guess as a coach, you always just feel for your kids. I guess maybe after we get done today, I will look back on, for me, maybe more. It's a good question. I don't know. I feel this. You know, we want to prepare ourselves to win the game today.
Yeah.
And that's what matters most. And we want to go out and play as hard as we can for 32 minutes. I've got three seniors that have laid it on the line for this program, you know, for a long time. So, you know, we're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. A game yesterday in a semifinal, you guys not only beat eight-time state champion Central Plains in their run in a state tournament, you also defeat the top seed Norwich Eagles yesterday. And tell me about that game. Norwich comes out hot. They find a way to get some shots going in early, and they're dictating tempo. What switched in your guys' in the middle of that game for you guys?
Well, we started making some plays finally. We made a little switch on our press. I think I told you after the game that really helped us get some things going. Was getting some steals, getting some transition. But early Norwich was good. I thought, you know, they hit three threes in the first quarter. I thought our scout was good, but they just played well at that time. But once we got sped up a little bit and got them out of their comfort zone, we kind of took over. And we're a team of runs. We've been that way all year. You know, we'll go on a 14-0 run, 18-0 run. 8-2 run. So we're kind of that way, and last night was that. And like I said earlier, you know, we just, once we get going, we get some confidence, and then we get a little bit more up tempo or a little more after you, and it gets easier for us.
Kind of seems like it's a small little flame that turns into a out of control fire sometimes with your guys' defense, and that really what took place yesterday. Now today you're taking on a Quinter team that came from 11 down against Frankfurt last night, a team that you're familiar with in the Frankfurt Wildcats. What are you seeing from this Quinter team that you guys are going to have to focus on here today?
Well, the big girl inside, Briggs, she's a senior, 6'2", plays really well, can play inside and out. I think what she had last night, two or three threes against Frankfurt, can do that. Plays well inside as well and dictates a lot of shots defensively. She blocks a lot. If she's active, they're very good defensively. But we've got to attack her. We've got to play through her. We've got to keep going at her. And I thought Norwich's length in the first quarter last night hurt us. So we can't allow it to hurt us today. We've got to keep attacking her. And if we do that, I think good things will happen.
Having a conversation with head coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Mustangs in a state title game here for the 1A Division I state tournament. And, Coach, talking about your kids now, what they've done, not only in this state tournament run for this week, but this season. You've seen some growth throughout the season from your squad. We talked earlier this week about from the guard position with Brenna Eady stepping up in that role, whether it's Katie Johnson coming off the bench to play big minutes for you as well. What has to happen today for you guys to hoist that first state tournament championship trophy for your school?
Well, we've got to dictate tempo, and I mean we want to play our speed. I think they will run with us especially. So we want to dictate that. We want to play free and easy. We kind of talk about that. I think you've seen that with us yesterday. Melina Wettstein doesn't bat an eye about pulling threes. We're pretty free and easy at times, and I want to be that for them tomorrow. I want them to be free and easy and go play Donovan West basketball the way they know how, and we just got to make plays, and our three seniors got to have big nights for us, and I think they will, and that's what's got to happen.
Claire Cole, Avery Weathersby, and Kyra Johnson, three seniors that Coach is alluding to. What's this moment going to be for you, I guess? Again, we talked about, I don't want to get too about emotions and different things, but for those three seniors to go out on top, how important is that for you?
Well, it's important. They're good kids, and I want them to play well today, and if we do, we'll be where we want to be.
Coach Perry Smith, we hope to talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Jake.
Right. Coach Perry Smith of Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Tip-offs coming up momentarily here on 103.9 KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over three decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell back here, United Wireless Arena. We're having fun here at the media table. Bozzy, as the teams are going to be introduced individually, there's a sportsmanship that's going to be talked about as well. We just had a national anthem, building all of this energy up for what will be a highly anticipated state championship game here, Class 1A, Division 1. Again, this is Doniphan West, the Lady Mustangs, trying to take home their first ever state title here for the girls in school history underneath seven-year head coach Perry Smith. As Perry Smith, well over 200 wins in his career, ranked 10th in the final poll for Kansas Coaches Association this season. Quinter Bulldogs, the opponent here, the underneath coach Matt Havlis, and they defeated Frankfurt 42-38 in the semifinal round. As Quinter comes in averaging 51 points a game, allowing 38. Now Doniphan West, they average 51 points a game, allowing 36. So these two teams, on paper, extremely evenly matched, Bozzy, and that's what's going to make such a great game here today.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm nervous. Like, it's such an exciting time. I mean, you're playing for a state title. I can imagine what the kids are going through, what Coach Pierce Smith is going through. I know they were prepping last night, watching film and getting their game plan together. And if yesterday's performance is anything to kind of look at as far as how well their kids are going to be prepared, then they're going to be ready to go. I mean, that staff does a really nice job. They had a real nice game plan yesterday. I think they're going to have to, they had to figure some things out last night. I mean, Quinter's got size. Anna Briggs, we talked about her 6'2", long post. She's going to be a problem for them. So I'm ready for this thing to get going. Let's see what, you know, you kind of just, at this point, you just got to get out and play. Get the ball up in the air and see what happens here. Starting lineups. We'll get to those in just a second. Bozzy, I want to get one more thing from you before we do that. What is the key for Doniphan West here tonight to take home a state title?
I think it's probably the same thing that has been for him all season long, and that is control the tempo of the game.
Donovan West, they love to run. They want to get out and get points in transition. I think that's a huge, huge key for them simply because they're giving up some size to Quinter. If they can get Quinter in an up-and-down ball game, I think they're going to like the result. Starting lineups will start with the visitors on the scoreboard because bottom side of the bracket, the visitors will be Quinter. Even though they are the two seed in this tournament, D. West will be the home team. So Donovan West and their home white, road reds for Quinter. For Quinter, starting off will be 5'7" sophomore Bryn Gillespie, who had 6 points last evening against the Frankfurt Wildcats. 5'7" junior Kennedy Worth for Quinter as well. She hit a couple threes last night for the Bulldogs. 5'9" junior Kelsey Solinsky really got the spark going for Quinter, scoring 8 straight in the third quarter last night. As mentioned, 5'4" senior Kashlyn Kwasniska, she'll run a lot of the points. And Anna Briggs, as you hear Coach Dallas Keller, we got the Donovan West Mustang faithful behind us here. But Anna Briggs, a senior, 6'2", post player for Quinter. They are going to go through her. She averages a double-double every single game this year. A couple times, a triple-double. Now, for the home Donovan West Lady Mustangs, your Mustangs will trot out 5'7" senior Kyra Johnson, 5'7" senior Claire Cole, 5'4" sophomore Brenna Eady, 5'9" junior Milena Westein, and 5'9" senior Avery Weathersby, who will draw the tall task of guarding Anna Briggs. We're about for tip-off. Donovan West in the home white-on-white with the orange numerals and letters. Quinter in the road reds with the white numerals and letters. Balls up in the air, and we're underway past 1A Division I state basketball. Won by Quinter. Quinter is moving right to left across your radio dial. Man-to-man defense to begin here for the Mustangs. Briggs elevates from the left side block. No, rebound by Claire Cole. And here come the Mustangs out quickly. Eady to Johnson. That's Kyra. Now left side on the left lane. If it passes West, or Weathersby, excuse me. Avery puts it home and a foul. Weathersby, great backdoor cut. Got good find by Eady, I think, got it to her, and a great start to this ball game with the and-one opportunity. Avery Weathersby is a player that Coach Smith says she's got to play big because she's been guarding Anna Briggs most of the evening. Weathersby, a 64% foul shooter. The first toss is short. Rebound to Briggs, so it's 2-0. Donovan West with the early lead. That foul on Kelsey Solinsky. And then a turnover here by Donovan West. Saved into the front court. Kyra Johnson, layup is good. Turnover turns into points for the save. Points off of transition, off of turnovers. That's what Donovan West wants. And then another deflection, another steal. And a turnover on Quinter. Quickly up the floor. Claire Cole can't hang on to it. As quickly, Brenna Eady tried to get up the floor to Cole as D. West forces 2 turnovers early. Full court pressure being applied. You know, and if you're going to play a faster-paced game, you might give up some turnovers like that. That's okay. I don't think Perry Smith is going to mind it. Quinter into the front court. Now they break pressure. Near side, it's Gillespie. Skips it on the right wing. Head faking on the threes. Kennedy Word. Now baseline drive. Shot, no. We get a rebound, though. Gets it to Briggs. Her put-up, yes. Yeah, that's not going to be a recipe for success if you leave Anna Briggs open. Nobody got a body on her. She was able to get the rebound, put it back in. 1 minute into this game, and it's 4-2. Donovan West with the lead. Here's Westside, dribble leave action, handoff with Johnson at the top of the key. Now on the right wing, it's Claire Cole. Brenna Eady now between the top of the rings. Will pass it off to Kyra Johnson. Man-to-man defense by Quinter here early on. Claire Cole now on the right outside wing to Kyra Johnson. Now Eady trying to drive left lane line. Nobody helps some side, and she's fouled, and Brenna Eady will go to the stripe for 2. Well, Eady had a lot of success yesterday, last night, getting to the rim. She's, you know, not a tall player, but she's strong. Once she turns the corner and gets downhill, she's tough to stop. Brenna Eady, she's a 63% foul shooter on the season for the Stangs. First one on the way. And it's money. So 3 different Mustangs have scored. It's 5-2, Donovan West. Coach Perry Smith looking on. One more free throw upcoming for the sophomore. Eady eyes it, tries it, cannot buy it. Fight for the rebound, though, and Kyra Johnson has it. And Brenna Eady travels with it. Oh, got a little excited right there, but good offensive rebound by Donovan West. 5-2, your score. Your Mustangs lead with 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. Quinter with the basketball in the backcourt. Full court pressure being applied here by the Stangs. Dribble weave across the timeline. Deflection by Westein and a turnover. Here come the Mustangs. Good turnover on Quinter, and Milena will back it out to Eady.
Brenna, right in a dribble to the right wing. Head faking on three, Sarah Cole. She'll drive into the lane. Step through, right lane line, shot missed. Tyra Johnson, backside rebound, put back is in.
That's going to be a big opportunity for Donovan West tonight on those rebounds. Anna Briggs goes over and tries to block a lot of shots, so she leaves the backside wide open.
7-2 Mustangs. They lead by 5 early on in the backcourt. Quinter needs some help. Going to begin the timeout here. 5:52 to go in the opening quarter. It's 7-2 Mustangs. We're back at 30 seconds. United Wireless Arena on 103.9 FM's coverage. 1A Division I State Basketball.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student-athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at Johnson Ag. Inc.com.
KNZA.
5:52 to go. Quarter number one. Just 2 minutes in. Baseball and Chris Boswell. And the Mustangs up 7-2. Three first quarter turnovers on Quinter, and they had to take a timeout to avoid another one. Seth Tollison and Lane Ketzler back at the Kansas Studios taking care of us here today for this championship game.
I think this is the start that Donovan West needed. Getting out early, pressuring Quinter's guards, forcing them into some early turnovers.
Man-to-man defense here by the Mustangs. On top of the key, Quinter's got it with Kennedy Worth. Gets a screen, now goes to the right corner. It's Gillespie. Skip pass near side. This is going to be Selinski. Drives a nice cutoff there by Brenna Eady. Skip pass to Gillespie on the right wing. Entry pass taken away by Tyra Johnson. Up the court. Here comes Claire Cole. Cole on the right lane line. Backside dish to left side. Her shot blocked, they say. It'll be a missed shot and a rebound for Quinter.
It's okay. That's fast paced. Steal, transition. That's what they want.
Up the floor, Gillespie maybe gets away with a walk. Now on the right wing, ball is free. It's going to go into the backcourt. Who's it out on? It's going to be Donovan West basketball. Turnover now, number 5 on the Bulldogs.
We're not even 3 minutes into this ball game. 5 turnovers, and that's exactly the pace Donovan wants. Speed them up, or Donovan West wants. Speed them up. Don't let them get comfortable and get set in their half-court offense.
Wettstein goes out. Katie Johnson, a sophomore, 5'9", comes into the game for the first time for Donovan West. They have the ball in the front court right now. It's Avery Weathersby. Skips it to Edie on the right wing. Head fake. Now she'll shoot a three. Too strong. Rebound backside. Pop four. Claire Cole saves it in. Off of Briggs. It's going to save Donovan West basketball.
It was great hustle that time by Claire Cole. Chased it down on the sideline. Flipped it back off of Anna Briggs' knee out of bounds.
5 minutes to go here. Quarter number one, 7-2. Donovan West with the lead. Mustang basketball. Brenna Eady with the right-handed dribble. She's guarded tightly by Kennedy Worth. Now gets it off Claire Cole. Left lane line drive. Shot up and in, but a foul on the floor. And that's going to be quickly 3 team fouls on Quinter. A lot of that, Bozzy, is because of the aggressive takes here by Donovan West.
I really like what Donovan West is doing right now offensively. They've got Avery Weathersby. They're pulling her out of 20 feet away from the basket, which draws Briggs out as well.
4:50 to go in the opening frame. Quinter takes her second timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Mustangs lead 7-2.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
Out of the Quinter timeout, it's Donovan West basketball. Triggering it into Claire Cole, middle of the lane. Floater off the window. No. Briggs rinked down the rebound. Jake Spalding, Chris Boswell back with you in Dodge City. Class 1A Division 1 State Girls Championship. Quinter down 7-2 to your Donovan West Lady Mustangs. 3.5 minutes gone by quarter number one. Entry pass to Briggs, catches it, tries to split defenders, goes over the top, fouled, and Anna Briggs will go to the line to shoot two. Coach Perry Smith looking at Katie Johnson saying, hey, next time just go straight up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Anna Briggs, they had a double team on her. Weathersby was there, and who else was there? Katie Johnson, and they had a good good trap on her. They just need to go straight up, force her to shoot over the top. Last night, Briggs just missed one free throw only, and she ended up shooting six. So 5 out of 6 for Briggs last night. Makes the first, has one more coming up. And one thing we noticed last night when talking to Coach Perry Smith and then again today is Briggs misses the second rebound by Weathersby. He said you're going to see Avery Weathersby on her right shoulder the entirety of the game. Yeah, she loves to catch and pivot to her right shoulder, to her left hand, so she can shoot with her left. So they're going to overplay that. Make her try to go right. 7-4, Donovan West. Mustangs with the basketball. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Here's Weathersby. Aggressive take. Off the window, up and through. Avery Weathersby with 4, and the Mustang lead is 6. And that's a tough guard. If Anna Briggs has to come out and defend Weathersby on the perimeter, that's an advantage for Donovan West. Easy lay-in by Briggs as the press is broken for the first time tonight. And that's okay. You're speeding them up. They're going to get some easy buckets because Donovan West is pressuring so hard full court. Weathersby with the basketball. To the right wing, Kyra Johnson. Weave action, and it's taken away. Turnover number 3 on D left. Out in transition, Worth, her layup. Yes, and the foul. Well, that's what can't happen. Donovan West, they got to be a little more careful with the ball. Kind of a lazy, soft pass that time. And, you know, Quinter's got some good guards. They're going to be quick enough to get a hold of some steals and get down the court. Little 4-0 run here by Quinter. And to the line is Kennedy Worth, junior guard for the Bulldogs, as she completes the three-point play. And just like that, it was 9-3. Now it's a 5-0 run for the Dogs. It's 9-8. Edie up the floor to the right wing. Kyra Johnson gets a screen from her sister Katie into the left lane line. Nice attack. That time swatted away, though, by Briggs. Briggs averages 7 blocks a game. Bossy last night, she had 8. You got to know that's going to happen. And Coach Smith's okay with that.
Yep.
You got to keep attacking her. You got to go downhill. One thing you can do if you're an offensive player, though, is you'll see them try to pull up about 3 or 4 feet away from her. She's so long, she can still get the block. I'd like to see him take it all the way into her body.
Entry pass into the corner, and tied up there on the far corner is Brenna Edie. It'll be a jump ball. Possession stays with Donovan West with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Coach Smith smiling at his girls, holding out the 4 fingers for the inbound. It'll be Kyra Johnson, Katie Johnson, Milena Wettstein, Claire Cole, and Brenna Edie. Entry pass, Wettstein. Basket is good, but we're going to have a foul on the floor prior to us twice. And that's happened where the Mustangs have had a basket go through, but a foul prior to.
Fouls on Bryn Gillespie. She ended up fouling out last night. Pretty aggressive defensive player for Quinter.
So Kyra Johnson to trigger it in once again. For the Mustangs. Backside, Katie Johnson fading away. Big shot is good. Katie Johnson, the sophomore. Big minutes in this state tournament. As the Mustangs up by 3 now. Full court pressure broken by Quinter. They get across the timeline. Now coming near side, it's Kennedy Worth. Entry pass, Briggs. Turnaround, Jay. Too strong. Backside rebound, and a foul will be called on Claire Cole. To check that, Kyra Johnson will pick up that foul.
Yeah, backside boards, a lot of attention focused on Briggs. That backside board, you got to make sure you get a body in. Get that rebound.
Triggering it in, Quinter underneath their own basket. Worth gets it to Briggs. She's double-teamed. Left lane line, now kicks it out to Worth. Trying to drive baseline, cut off nicely by Cole. 11-8, Donovan West, right lane line drive, shot missed, but a foul on Katie Johnson, and that's going to be number 2 on KJ.
That's trouble. You don't like to see her getting foul trouble here in the first quarter, but aggressive drive that time by, that was Kashlyn Kwasniska going to the rim hard.
So the senior 5'4" guard, Kwasniska's first free throw is good. Weathersby will have to come in for Johnson, who's got those 2 fouls now. Mustangs with 14 fouls. Dogs with 14 fouls. One more free throw coming. It's 11-9. Donovan West has led the entirety of this first quarter. Second free throw is good. Substitute in for the first time, Kabri Kwasniska. She replaces her older sister, Cashlin. D. West has gone 6 deep here tonight. Only went 6 deep last night as well. We were told 4 girls had to get ice baths last night for D. West. Clara Cole, top of the key, looking to drive left lane line. Kicks it out to Kyra Johnson. 2:40 to go in the first. 11-10. Donovan West with the lead. How about Weathersby down low? Great find that time by Brenna Edie. Just lobbed it up for her. The senior went up and grabbed it. She'll head to the line for 2.
That's a really hard pass to make, too. You got to get it in the air just enough to get over the defender, but that was a great catch by Weathersby as well. She had help side coming from her back.
First one is short for Avery. Avery has got a 64% clip from the free throw line. One more upcoming here. She eyes it, tries it, and she buys it. Weathersby now with five in the quarter. 12-10 D West. A near turnover by Quitter. They're still in the backcourt. Full court pressure here by the Spangs. And then a deflection and a steal. Westheim's got it. Tries to get up the floor quickly. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with D West. No, it'll be Quitter basketball. Westheim just could not collect herself. She had Kyra Johnson flowing to the basket. I think she was trying to pick it up. She was dribbling with her left hand, trying to pick it up and throw it across court, but she just couldn't get the handle on it. Kicked it out of bounds. So Quitter will trigger it in again. Still four-court pressure by Donovan West. Into the middle it goes with Kennedy Worth. They break pressure, but another turnover. Turnover number seven now on Quitter. Kyra Johnson, right lane line. Big shot is good. Johnson with six in the opening frame. That's a four-point Mustang lead.
Now we're starting to speed up Quitter again.
2 minutes to go. Quarter number one, 14-10. Donovan West has led the entirety of this first frame. And you hear the student section from D West behind us coming to life. Briggs on the left wing picked up her dribble. Top of the key. A long three by Kofiska. Spotted away by Weathersby. Up the court now. Edie, right lane line. Shot blocked by Briggs. That's 6'2" on 5'4". And then nearly a travel right in front of us here. And Quitter tries to throw it off the foot of Kyra Johnson, but they can't. Now Gillespie's got it. Lobs it inside. And then a near foul, but a turnover again on Quitter. Up the floor. Edie, layup, left hand. Yes.
Yeah, they're really pressuring the guards from Quitter, and they're trying to get entry passes into Briggs, but great job. Weathersby was fronting and an easy pick.
Another deflection. Another turnover. Malena Westheim can't hang on to it. Turnover number 10 on the Bulldogs.
Oh, Westheim had a wide-open layup. There wasn't anybody within 20 feet of her. She just got a little too sped up, almost like wide receiver running before they make the catch.
Coach Perry Smith, she comes down. She's frustrated. He grabs her and says, hey, you're good. 16-10, 1:11 to go first quarter. Now the press is broken as Katie Johnson's back in the game. Another turnover, number 11 on Quitter. Here comes Weathersby up the floor. Katie Johnson nearly traveled, and she did. So now D. West is almost beating themselves up too much.
Well, they're getting really good transition opportunities. They're getting a steal. They get runouts, but their lead passes down the floor are just a little too long, and they're getting out of position.
Deflection out of bounds by Katie Johnson. Also into the game for the first time, Lena Leatherman did not play yesterday for Donovan West. Full court pressure still being applied by the Mustangs in the backcourt. It's Kwasniska. Cashlin tries to throw to the middle, and she does. Kennedy Worth, they break pressure. Right lane line drive. Layup, yes. 5 points for Worth, and it's 16-12. 45 seconds to go, quarter number one.
Quitter broke the press that time. From the inbounds, they threw it long, almost a half court, right in the middle of the press. That was able to basically bring a two-on-one break at this end.
Another move, the right-handed dribble out to Claire Cole. Head fakes on a three, drives into the lane. Finds Katie Johnson. Wide open, Weathersby. Layup is good. Great find that time from Katie Johnson, and Weathersby controlling right now.
Well, and you look at Quitter, they are getting very, very tired.
Up the floor is Kwasniska, Cashlin. Now she gets it off to Kelsey Selinski. Right wing it goes. Sage Betts, who just checked in for the Dogs. Three on the way. Kwasniska, yes. She's got five.
You know, Cashlin Kwasniska, she had like 13 points 2 nights ago. She had zero.
At the buzzer, Johnson. No! We've reached the end of the first quarter. Donovan West, 18. Quitter, 15. A great one here for 1A D1. We're back in 1 minute on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the quarter timeout, it's 18-15. Donovan West led the entirety of the first quarter, led by as many as six. Now up by three. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, courtside here, United Wireless Arena. First quarter, Donovan West forced 10 turnovers on the Bulldogs.
And I think they're going to keep that up. Just keep pressuring Quinter. Keep making it hard for them to get into their half-court set.
Zielinski, deflection, a Weathersby turnover. 11 now on Quinter. Weatherby in the front court. Now Kyra Johnson, Brenna Eady will set up offense. Kyra Johnson, Brenna Eady, Claire Cole, Avery Weathersby, Milena Weststein, the starting five for D. West. Here's Cole, left lane line, aggressive attack, left-handed shot, missed. Rebound tapped around, and Eady comes away with it. The smallest girl on the floor. Now Weststein, her shot rejected. Quickly up the floor comes Quinter. Layup is good. Grim Gillespie, her first basket of the game. It's 18-17 now. D. West, 1 minute into the second.
And Donovan West, they were crashing the defensive boards pretty hard. It was kind of a bobbled ball, and that led to a run out. Grim Gillespie was able to get out ahead of everybody.
Milena Weststein, a deep three. No. Rebound. Fought four, and Briggs comes away with it. Cole hits the deck. Now Quinter looking to run. And pocket is picked. Kyra Johnson ties him up. Turnover on Quinter. It's Donovan West basketball.
That is just great hustle by Kyra Johnson. The ball was coming up the far sideline. Looked like they were going to be able to get out and have like a two-on-one break, but Kyra sprinted up alongside of her, able to cause her to just blink for a second and turn the ball over.
Up the floor, it's Brenna Eady for the Mustangs on the right wing. Now top of the key, Cole, straight away, three, they need it, can't get it. Rebound tapped around, and Weathersby comes away with it. Avery, right-handed shot, yes, off the window. Weathersby continuing her state title game now. She's got nine.
Well, they ran an elevator screen for Claire Cole. She caught it at the top of the key, fired the three, and a ball kind of bounced around on the rebound. Avery Weathersby able to pick it up and put it in.
Right side dribble, entry pass down low, and a layup is good from Bryn Gillespie. Guarding her was Avery Weathersby, but Gillespie got the positioning. It's 20-19.
What's interesting there, Quinter is actually putting Briggs out on the perimeter now and trying to isolate Gillespie on the block.
Weststein dribbles through two defenders, has it poked away, deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay with Donovan West.
You know, it's a hard thing to do if you're Donovan West. You want to play fast, fast, fast all the time. Well, then when you get in the half court, you almost have to take a deep breath and execute, and they're just playing a little sped up right now in the half court.
Donovan West will trigger it in on the near sideline, 6:09 to go in the opening half. Weathersby to trigger it. Finds it into Cole in the right short corner. Nice entry pass, Kyra Johnson. Bank shot is good.
Kyra Johnson, great job again holding the defender off. The defender was high side wraparound, held her off, got the pass, laid it in.
Right side entry pass now to Gillespie. She's guarded by Johnson. Great job by Kyra. Pass to the outside, nearing half court, but Quinter collects it. Needing help at the top, so Anna Briggs, a 6'2 forward, comes out and has it with a left-handed dribble. Needs some help. Back cut. That time deflected and ripping it away to Zielinski. She makes the basket.
Oh, near steal by Donovan West, but Zielinski grabbed a hold of it and made the two-point shot.
22-21, the state title game as Weathersby. Help defense comes down and a jump ball will tie it up and a turnover on D. West. You got Avery Weathersby again banging down low with Anna Briggs. And you mentioned already, Quinter looks tired.
They're very, very tired. Anna Briggs is really sucking wind. Here's the thing. It's a one-point game. Donovan West, they're still forcing turnovers. You can't abandon the pace you want to play just because you're not getting turnovers and steals. You just keep the pressure on them with the pace of the game.
Full-court pressure right now is Gillespie. Breaks it in the front court. Travels with it. It's a turnover going to the D-West Mustang. Turnover number 13 now on Quinter.
And just speed them up. Speed them up. That's what you want.
And give credit there. Avery Weathersby was kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. She was guarding Briggs, and then Gillespie was bringing the ball up. She had to make a decision, and by her just splashing to Gillespie, it caused some confusion to force that travel. 5:15 to go, opening half. Kyra Johnson to the right wing, Avery Weathersby. Skip pass into the corner, far left side, 80. Brenna resets offense, Claire Cole back to Johnson. That's Kyra between the rings. Kyra in the lane, dishes it off to little sister Katie. From 15, it's good.
15-footer for number 15, and Katie Johnson has four, 24-21 staying.
And that started with the dribble drive. Kyra Johnson able to penetrate down the lane, draw the help defender, and then kick to the open shooter.
Winner in the front court now, Weathersby guarding. She was one on three right there, able to get it down low, and I think Johnson just picked up her third.
Ah, she did.
That's Katie Johnson, the sophomore, down low. Really the sixth person on this rotation that Coach Perry Smith loves to go with for banging down low against other bigs. She's going to have to sit with those three fouls, 4:43 to go in the half. Mustangs lead 24-21. Entry pass comes down low. Here's a Selinsky shot with the left hand. No rebound to Brenna Edie. Edie, the 5'4" guard, quickly up the floor. Here comes the Mustang, kick in the corner. Cole, head fakes on a two. Now outside, Molina Westside, a three. No. Rebound, no. Kyra Johnson, outside Weathersby. Avery, a long two, misses. Fight for the rebound, and coming away with it is Cashman Kwasniska for Quinter. Two good looks at three there, just can't cash them home. And then great defense by Milena Webstein as Kelsey Selinsky got so far to the basket, there was nowhere for her to go. Now a tie-up on the floor, it'll stay with Donovan West.
Brenna Edie, she just is just going 100 miles an hour. As soon as she got that rebound, she took off down the floor. Ball got tapped away from behind. She dove on it to save the possession.
Back into the game, Lena Leatherman for Donovan West. She replaces Avery Weathersby.
A little bit different lineup here. You've got Weathersby out as well as Katie Johnson. So Donovan West really small on the court right now.
Westside's being guarded by Briggs right now. That's 5'8 versus 6'2. Entry pass, Claire Cole. Bank shot. Oh, no. Rebound to Briggs for Quinter. 4 minutes gone by. 4 minutes to go. Quarter number two.
On the top of the key right now, Kennedy Worth with it, trying to set up the offense for Quinter. Dribbles near sideline, looks inside to Briggs. Briggs with the catch at the block, left-hand dribble, turnaround shot, no good. Fight for the rebound on the backside, controlled by Quinter. Now a kick out up top to Sage Betts. Ball on the right side to Gillespie, inside to Briggs. Briggs again, left dribble, always goes to that right shoulder. Nothing going though, now Briggs, top of the key, left-hand dribble, near side, handoff. Goes to Kennedy Worth, a three on the way, that is good.
Kennedy Worth now, her first bucket in a while. She's got eight, and we're tied at 24. Claire Cole on the left wing for the Mustangs. Outside to Kyra Johnson, skips it right wing, Milena Weststein. Last time we were tied, Bosley, was 0-0. 3:05 to go in the first half. Edie into the corner, Lena Leatherman, and nearly traveled with it, but it's going to be a turnover anyway. Run out opportunity. Quinter trying to take the first lead. It's going to be a foul and the basket. Quinter has found a solution to this Mustang press and this pressure. As Worth, she's now got 10 as Edie picks up the foul. That's her first.
That was a tough break for Donovan West. They had the ball on the far sideline just trying to get the offense going, and a turnover led to the run out by Quinter.
Free throw is missed. 26-24. Quinter with their first lead. Quickly up the floor. Kyra Johnson in the middle of the lane. Elevates from five. No. Rebound Weathersby. Her putback. Fade away. No. Rebound again. Kyra Johnson. This big shot will fall.
And Eric Johnson not afraid to take it at Briggs off the offensive rebound. Great job hitting the glass by Donovan West.
Tied at 26, up the floor, three in transition, Gillespie. Eric Ball, rebound Milena Westside. Mustangs looking to run. Quickly up the floor, Claire Cole, layup is good. Transition opportunities, and Cole puts the thing back up by two.
That was an air ball three by Gillespie, and Westside with the rebound able to get it. Push the ball forward, beautiful pass, full court all the way down to the layup.
Into the lane as Briggs, she nearly traveled with that. Right lane line drive, bank shot, in and out, rebound, ripped down by Kyra Johnson, and a foul will be called on Briggs. And that's going to be number two?
Two on Briggs. Briggs is exhausted. She is walking down the floor the other direction.
So that's going to be two on Briggs, and they're going to stay in the game. With Anna Briggs, will coach Matt Havlis. 2:04 to go in the opening half. I mean, if I'm D. West, am I attacking her right now with those two fouls?
Oh, yeah. You got to go right at her.
So it's Edie Weststein, Avery Weathersby back in the game, Kyra Johnson, and Claire Cole. Here's Edie and has a
tie up and a turnover, and she's a little frustrated with herself there.
Yeah, she couldn't decide what she wanted to do. She got herself too close to the defender, was kind of crossing over, just got too tight, and the defender got a hand on it. She almost rolled her eyes like, dang it, I know better than that.
13 clincher turnovers in the first half. 8 for Jonathan West. A near travel there by Clincher, but keeping the basketball, Casper Krasnicka. Send it from the lane. It's Anna Briggs. She's double-teamed here. Back cut now coming near side of Sage Betts. Off the bridge for 3 on the way. No. Rebound tucked around, and Weathersby's got it. Maybe a foul should have been called, but Weathersby up to Westein. Westein smartly stops with 90 seconds to go in the opening half, and Donovan West leading 28-26.
Which should be a big possession here for Donovan West. They get something going at Briggs, try to get her third foul.
Edie, a 3. No. Rebound ripped down here by Quinter's Kelsey Slalinski. Slalinski nearly travels with it. Briggs, top of the key, 3, right away, in and out. Rebound, Johnson's got it, but an out.
Come on.
They're going to call a foul on Tyra Johnson. And we'll just say it's a 1-1.
Let me chime in. That was a call on the block from the half-court par official.
So 109 to go in this first half, 28-26. That's the second on Kyra Johnson. It'll send Gillespie to the line for a 1-1. First one rattles out, though. As they say, Bozzy, the ball don't lie.
That's right.
28-26, Mustang. They're quickly up the floor. What a contact. No whistle. Now Weathersby, hit fake, layup. No. Ripped down by Cashlin Kwasniska.
Boy, that was the matchup they want. Briggs, she is so tired. She can't defend on the perimeter. Weathersby drove right by her.
45 seconds to go. Man, a lot of contact down on that other end. Again, you got to flush it and move on. If your coach, Perry Smith, will do the same. Briggs catches it on the block. Backing down her defender as she travels with it. Turnover on Clinton, number 14.
It was great job by Weathersby. You know, we talked about Briggs. She loves to catch and take one dribble with her left hand to her right shoulder. So, Coach Smith, he told us they're going to overplay that right shoulder. That's exactly what she did. That forced Briggs to really think about it. She doesn't want to dribble with the right hand.
35 seconds to go in this first half. Fifth seed Mustangs, 28. Second seed of Bulldogs, 26. Edie on the right wing. Top of the key now, Kyra Johnson, 25 seconds to go. Westside on the left wing. Gets the near side now on the right. That's Edie. She'll back things out with 20 seconds to go in the half. Right wing, Claire Cole. Thought about a 3, but the defense shows up now with 13 seconds left. A near turnover. Collected, though, by Kyra Johnson. Entry pass, Weathersby. Shot up. That'll be number 3 on Anna Briggs.
I gotta not stand up as much.
I'm excited
about hitting my knee on the table. Boy, about 25 seconds into that possession, they had mismatches with Briggs, and I kept thinking, like, go ahead, pound it in. And they were very patient, though. They ran it down to 8 seconds, got exactly what they wanted. So to the free throw line, Avery Weathersby, 1-for-2 on the night.
First toss is off the back heel. 64% foul shooter. Briggs will go out with those 3 fouls, and that's something that maybe Coach Havlis second-guessing himself, leaving her in the game.
Yeah, that's big. You pick up that third foul here in the first half.
8 seconds to go here in the first half. One more free throw here for Avery. On the way. It is good. Weathersby now with 10 in the game. Quickly up the floor. 5 seconds to go in the half. Cashlin Kwasniska, a 3 on the way. No. Rebound Weststein. And we're going to halftime. Jonathan West, we've been tied twice, but have led the entirety, have not trailed. For the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, it's Mustangs 29, Quinter 26. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up next. You're on your local sports authority, the one that covers your teams because we love them as much as you do. Here, coming up next on 103.9 KNZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy 4 at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible.
Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
First half for a state championship game. Jake Spaulding and Chris Boswell, courtside here in Dodge City, United Wireless Arena, the site for Class 1A Division 1 Girls State Championship Basketball. First half, Donovan West with the lead at the break, 29-26. The Mustangs led by three at the end of the first. They lead by three here at the halftime break. So balanced scoring by both these teams as we're going through first half statistics here, presented by the Northeast Kansas Tax Services with locations in Whiting. Jacob Yeeks, member firm, Holton Tax Service, in Holton, and first half snaps go like this. For the visitors on the scoreboard, Kennedy Werth paced the way for Quinter as she's got 10 points in the first half, 5 each for Anna Briggs and Kashlyn Kwasniska, and 4 points for Brent Gillespie and 2 for Kelsey Selinsky. 10 turnovers in the first quarter by Quinter, just 3 in the second quarter. So that's a big difference from what you saw from that first frame to the second as a result of the pressure from Donovan West. Quinter definitely made some adjustments in order to be able to handle that pressure a little bit better in that second frame. In the first half, shooting percentage was pretty efficient for the Bulldogs, 45% clip from the field. Got to the free throw line 7 times, making 4 of them, and just 2 three-pointers made in that first half. For the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, 10 points in the first half, Kyra Johnson. 10 points in the first half, Avery Weathersby. Then it drops down to 4 points for Katie Johnson, 3 for Brenna Eady, and 2 for Claire Cole. Donovan West, 6 turnovers in the first half. A lot of those happened in the second quarter, as I guess it was even. 3 in the first, 3 in the second. But as far as ones that seemed like they were more momentous, it was in the second quarter where you saw that the Mustangs turned the basketball over. 41% from the field in the first half. No three-pointers made in that first half. You know what that reminds me of, Ozzy? The semifinal game yesterday for Donovan West. Yeah, no three-pointers at the halftime at that moment either. They got to the free throw line 7 times and made 3 of them for 42% clip. Points off turnovers in favor of D. West, 11-7. And, yeah, what are your thoughts here on the first half, Oz?
Well, here's the thing. I really think that Donovan West, they've got the tempo they want. They started to wear out Quinter towards the second half of the second quarter. Anna Briggs is absolutely gassed. So I think that's what they want. I mean, if you're Coach Perry Smith, you're looking at it saying, okay, that was the game plan. Did we execute that? And I think they did. Very up-tempo game. The pace is exactly what they want. I thought when Quinter got into the half-court set, though, Donovan West did a really nice job defending Briggs in the post. And I'm going to say it, but Anna Briggs, she only has 5 points here in the first half. You've seen that before. We've seen it change, though, in the second half, so you can't get complacent. I think in order for them to be successful in the second half, they've got to make sure that they continue to dictate tempo. get up and down the floor, force Quinter to run with you. I don't think they're super comfortable. They will run, but that's not their game. They want to get down the floor, get in a set, look inside Anna Briggs. Those are our first half statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Taking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services of Whiting with Jacob Yanks and Courtney Brockhoff. Second half adjustments, Bosley. Again, you're seeing a Delta West team that is dictating the pace. This is what Coach Perry Smith talked with us about how he wanted it to look, what needs to continue.
Well, here's something that has to continue. They've got to keep doing the job on the glass. Delta West right now, they're out rebounding Quinter. They're up 20 rebounds to 15. Here's a big stat for you, too. Donovan West has 9 offensive rebounds. You would think that Quinter would control the glass with their size, but they're not. Donovan West really working hard on the offensive glass, so I think they need to keep crashing those, try to get some putback opportunities, and then they still have to just, you can't let Briggs get going. She's such a good player. If you let her, you know, that's what got her going last night, though. She was able to step out onto the perimeter on the three-point line right at the top of the key, knock down 2 threes in the third quarter. That's what really got her going last night.
Donovan West, 29. Quinter Bulldogs, 26. That's your halftime score. You heard the keys the second half from our very own Chris Boswell as we're in the middle of the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime report. Sometimes you just got to get out of town to get the best feel. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. And Donovan West out here shooting right now, Bosley. We're getting ready to start the second half here momentarily. What I'd like to see them do is keep that defensive pressure up, obviously, but we got to find a way to keep Katie Johnson protected with those 3 personal fouls. She had to sit the majority of that second quarter, but Anna Briggs has 3 personal fouls, so we'll have to see what Coach Havlis decides to do. Will he start her in the second half? And if she does, or if he does, then I think D-West's offensive game plan is pretty evident.
Yeah, you got to attack, and I would be shocked if Anna Briggs did not start the second half. I just think they're a completely different team without her. She never came off the floor until the very end of the second quarter, so I would anticipate her being in the game. I think Katie Johnson is going to have to buy some minutes and time sporadically just to keep her on the floor with her 3 fouls. But, you know, if I'm Coach Perry Smith, here's the problem, though. Something that can happen, though. You can't just focus on one thing. You can't just say, okay, we're going to attack Briggs and abandon everything else we've done. You've got to stick to what got you there, and that's running offense, getting great shots. If it happens to be inside attacking and you get a foul with Briggs, that's great. But don't abandon everything just to try to get that foul.
Quinter just now came out of the locker room. We got a 90-second break. We come back. It's second half action. Class 1A, Division 1, state championship basketball. A team will be crowned here in Dodge City. We got second half coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two Timbers offers 24-hour nursing care, wonderful home-cooked meals in a beautiful, home-like setting. Stop in for a visit today and see what they have to offer. Call 442-4444. Two Timbers, 101 East Virginia in Highland, just like Grandma's house on a Sunday afternoon.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes, just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life, just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Up here in Dodge City, United Wireless Arena, Jake Spaulding and Chris Boswell at courtside here for 1A D1 State Basketball Championship Basketball. Man, where else would you rather be than right here, right now, in your Donovan West Lady Mustangs leading the Quinter Bulldogs 29-26. As we're about to start the second half, D-West will have the basketball. It'll be Kyra Johnson, Brenna Eady, Claire Cole, Melena Weststein, and Avery Weathersby. And as you mentioned, Bozzie, Anna Briggs out there on the floor for the Quinter Bulldogs to begin the second half.
Yeah, you can't not play her just because of some foul trouble. What would be interesting is what happens when she picks up that fourth here, if it happens quick.
Brenna Eady to the right wing. Melena Weststein gets a screen from Avery Weathersby. Kicks it right wing. Now Johnson right down to Weathersby. She's going to attack Briggs. Her bank shot, no. Rebound ripped down here by Kennedy Wirth.
Quickly up the floor come the Bulldogs. Entry pass down low to Briggs. Turn around, Jay with the left hand. No. Rebound fought for. And coming away with it, it's the shortest girl on the court. Edie up the court quickly. Claire Cole. She's fouled and will make it home. No whistle, but she gets the basket to fall anyway. That's an incredibly tough shot by Cole, but she's able to finish. I thought there was a lot of contact there. 31-26. Quinter down by five. With the basketball off the foot of Johnson, it'll stay with Quinter. Just 40 seconds into this second half, and you're already seeing again an opportunity to run out the Mustang. That's what horses like to do, man. Get in the open field and run. Let them run. Can't rein them back. Let them go. The end-of-man defense by the Mustang. Entry pass backside. Losing the handle on it, though, but collect against Selinsky. Top of the key. Kwasniewska, three. Too strong. Backside rebound. Weathersby. Yeah, look at, they got guards down the floor. Oh, just a tough pass turnover that time by Edie. Donovan West, their ninth turnover, check that, seventh turnover of the game. Donovan West really looking to run. That time they had two guards streaking down each sideline. Right wing, it's Worth. Dribbles in, she's guarded by Cole. Now finds Gillespie at the left high post. Right wing now, entry pass goes into Briggs on the right block. Help on the defensive side by Edie. Caught is Gillespie. She throws it away. Ooh. Kept in by Kelsey Selinsky. That was some tiptoeing high wire magic. Yeah, she was tiptoeing on the sideline, able to save it. Entry pass to Worth on the right wing. Kicks it out now. Gillespie into the corner. Goes Cashlyn Kwasniewska. Kwasniewska picks up her dribble, and Milena Westheim's got a five count started. Able to get it off to Selinsky. And a cross-court pass taken away by Johnson. Turnover number 15 on Quinter. Here's Johnson. Layup. No, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. Just so quick. Just a track meet. She had girls chasing her from behind, and Kyra Johnson able to stay out ahead of everybody, but then gather herself and take it up and get the foul. You know, D-West is a phenomenal track school. They're a phenomenal cross-country school. And by the way, did you know that they placed third in state volleyball this year as well? Free throw by Kyra Johnson is good. 11 points in the contest for Kyra. 32-26. Mustangs with the lead. Second toss by Johnson is no good. Rebound to Briggs. 6-point advantage for the Mustangs. Their largest of the game has been 7. But a good start here in this second half. 3-0 run. Here's Briggs, left lane line, and will they call a foul on the floor? Yes. As Brenna Edie reaches in trying to dig on the drive by Briggs, just their second. But again, that helps side. Anytime Briggs puts the ball on the deck, you're seeing somebody crash down.
Yeah, and you got to be cautious with Briggs. You've got to make sure you force her to her right hand.
Briggs has it. She's going to her left hand. Left lane line. Picked in the corner. Cross Niska. Corner three. No. Great box off against Brenna Edie. 5'4", Bozzy. Ripping away that rebound. Now Kyra Johnson up the floor. Kicks into the corner to Claire Cole. Head fakes on a three. She drives in the lane. Out to Edie. Nice extra pass. Corner three. Kyra Johnson. No.
What a good look, though. That extra pass by Edie over to Johnson. She just couldn't get it to fall.
Across the timeline now. Selinsky as Quinter moves left to right across her dial. And Coach Havlis is going to take his. He's only got two timeouts left. 5:36 to go at the timeout. We'll take it with him. We're back in 1 minute. 5:36 to go in this third quarter. 32-26. Your Mustangs with the lead here on 103.9.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
KNZA.
How you doing, Northeast Kansas? Jake Spalding and Chris Boswell hanging out with you in Dodge City, United Wireless Arena. Your Donovan West Lady Mustangs 1A state championship game in Division One. First time in school history trying to bring home some hardware with a state trophy. They lead 32-26, 5:36 to go in the third quarter, and currently on a 3-0 run to begin this third frame. Bobby, what are you seeing out of the start so far from this Mustang team in the third?
It's a good start. You know, we wondered if they would. Oh, that's backcourt.
Yeah, it is.
Caught it right at the half-court line, took one step back, dribble, turnover. No, we wondered if we would try, if Donovan West would try to attack Briggs, that very first play out of the start of the third quarter, they went right at Briggs. So I think they're going to take their opportunities trying to go at her and pick up that fourth foul. 15th turnover now on Quinter. In the corner, it's Avery's Weathersby. Weathersby dribbles between the circles, kicks it right wing. Now Edie, entry pass, nice find. Katie Johnson, her shot, though, blocked. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay. Donovan West basketball. You can't just turn and shoot with Briggs and how long her arms are. You got to do a shot fake, maybe take a dribble and try to get her out of position. Kyra Johnson to trigger. Top of the key to Clara Cole. Also on the floor, Brenna Edie, Katie Johnson, and Avery Weathersby for the Mustangs. Kyra Johnson dribbles left side. Now Avery Weathersby in the lane. Down low it goes. Katie Johnson, nice find. Brenna Edie for the 6'2 senior forward. Briggs didn't want to pick up that fourth foul, so she didn't get as aggressive on the block. Wide open Briggs on the backside, breaking the pressure. Layup is good. You know, when Briggs gets to her left hand like that, she has just got a really soft touch around the rim. Just a moment ago, it was the largest lead of the game of 8 by D. West. Now down back down to 6. Claire Cole on the left wing has the basketball. Dribbles with the right hand, needs some help, cut off. Now near side, Avery Weathersby looking to drive. Kicks it right wing now to Claire Cole. No, Brenna Edie. Edie comes near side to Weathersby. Attacks baseline. Right on Briggs. Layup. No. Johnson with the rebound. Her putback. No, but she's fouled. And if that's on Briggs, that'll be number 4. There was 3 red jerseys there. We'll see who it is on. It is. That's Anna Briggs' 4th personal foul. Huge call here with 4:31 to go in the third.
Yeah, that is big. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes when you're focused on one thing so much, that girl goes out of the game, you tend to slow down and you don't attack as much.
Johnson's free throw is good. To your point, I will say that I don't think a Perry Smith coach team would do just that. They're a team that they have one speed.
Yeah.
And that's it. 4:31 in the third, 35-28 Mustangs. One more free throw here from Johnson. She eyes it, tries it, and she buys it, buries that free throw. Johnson leading the team now with 13. And then a near turnover by Quinter. They break pressure across the timeline. Up the court, it's Solinsky. Baseline drive will be a charge. It should be. It is! Avery Weathersby taking the charge. Turnover on Quinter, number 15.
Yeah, that was a great job. She was there, held her ground, the offensive player for Quinter. That was a pretty easy call. I was kind of waiting.
Yeah.
They didn't make it really quick, but it was pretty obvious it was a charge. Great job by the defense. Hustling back and getting set.
Tied for the largest lead of the game. It's 8. Mustangs, 36. Bulldogs, 26. Down low, Katie Johnson. She picks it home. Claire Cole with the feed.
Boy, you can sense it here. If they can push this lead out to 15 or so, that's going to be a big deficit for Quinter to come back from.
Quinter in the backcourt right now, nearing a 10-second call and a timeout by Quinter with 3:57 to go in the third. They've only got one timeout remaining. We're going to take it with a 30-second break. We're back, sending it back to Seth Tollison at the studio. Things by 10 on 103.9 KNZA.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and ready to handle all your crop insurance needs. With over 3 decades of experience, if you have insurance questions or are interested in a free crop insurance quote, call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency, 988-4245.
KNZA.
3:57 to go in the third quarter. 38-20 against Mustangs with a 10-point lead. Quinter with the basketball. Kennedy Worth up the court. It goes to Gillespie. Man-to-man defense here by the Mustangs, and a foul will be called on Brenna Edie. Edie just picked up her third. Boy, I'm Jake Spaulding. That's Chris Boswell. Seth Collison and Lane Kessler back in the studios. I'll tell you right now, I enjoy having D. West Mustangs pep section behind us here in this game. They are definitely loud and making their presence felt here tonight. The past couple nights we've had the opposing team behind us, but now D. West students get into it. You can feel the energy level starting to pick up a little bit, like they can feel it. We're up 10, opportunity with Briggs on the bench to extend this lead. That was the fourth foul actually on Brenna Edie, and Kwasniewska makes 1 of 2 from the line. That's a huge foul on Donovan West's
sophomore guard, Brenna Eady. I only had her down for 3-2. Up the floor here is Katie Johnson. Full court pressure now by Quincher. We saw this last night against Frankfurt, and it was pretty effective. Now Johnson, nice find to her sister, Katie. Elevates, bank shot, no. Rebound, Tyra. Her putback, yeah!
I don't know how that went in. Tyra got the offensive rebound, kind of threw it up there through the contact. No foul, but she makes the bucket.
Plus 11, that's the advantage now. Largest of the game. Delay, outer, no. Rebound, spot four. Katie Johnson has it. They get to her sister, Kyra. Here come the Stangs, looking to push. 3:15 to go in the third. 40-29. Donovan West with the lead. So it's Claire Cole, Katie Johnson, Kyra Johnson, Milena Wettstein, and Avery Weathersby on the floor. Claire Cole with the right-handed dribble gets Weathersby between the rings. Now right side, Milena Wettstein. She'll dribble with the left hand. Milena yet to score in this game. Now Kyra Johnson gets it. Bump foul there, but gets some Sage Betts. That's the fourth team foul on Quinter. Kyra Johnson's going to trigger it in for Donovan West. Coach Perry Smith calling out the signals as it's triggered into Claire Cole. Right back to Kyra on the right wing. She dribbles into the lane. Elevates from the free throw line. That's short. Bites. She gets her own rebound. Kicks it out, and a foul will be called on Quinter. That's back-to-back fouls on Sage Betts.
Great effort that time by Kyra Johnson. I think she forced the shot. Wasn't super happy with herself, but she hustled after it, got the offensive board.
Hustle, that's something you can say about the seniors. Kyra to trigger it in, gets it to Weathersby. Avery drives in the lane, gets tied up, and a jump ball possession will go to Quinter.
Yeah, pretty good call right there. She forced the action. Weathersby trying to get to the rim. There just wasn't anything there.
So with 2:45 to go in the third, it's 40-29, Donovan West. Up the floor, Quinter breaks pressure. Sped up though, Sage Betts is caught, needs some help, finds it now with Klosniska. That's Cashelin. Now into the short corner it goes to Selinski, and she picked up her dribble. Now Betts on the right wing, man-to-man still by Donovan West. They don't like to stray away from that man-to-man defense. A long three missed badly by Quinter, and here comes Weathersby. Avery splits defenders. Dishes it off. Katie Johnson, her shot blocked at the rim.
Oh, missed opportunity. Katie Johnson had a layup there. She just couldn't finish it.
Cashlyn Klosniska still in the backcourt, and a bump foul here on Kyra Johnson. That's going to be her third. So foul trouble. Katie Johnson with three. Kyra Johnson with three. Brenna Eady with four. But nobody else with a foul in this game for Donovan West.
Well, and if you're Donovan West, you almost feel that urgency. 2 minutes left in the third quarter, you're up 11. You need to extend that lead because Briggs,
exactly.
He will be coming back in the fourth quarter.
Exactly something I was just thinking of, that this needs to get to 12, 15, 16 points heading to the final quarter. Briggs likely will start the fourth quarter, even with those four fouls. Top of the key, Klosniska to the right wing, Selinski. Entry pass goes, and a shot hit the side of the backboard that time from Wirth. And Avery Weathersby and the Mustangs looking to push. Avery has it deflected, gets it back though. Top of the key, Kyra Johnson sets up for a three. It's good! Johnson now, 18 in the game. 1:30 to go in this third quarter, 43-29, and it'll deflection. It'll go to Donovan West, actually. Turnover. Quinter, number 17.
Well, we said they need to extend the lead. Johnson responds with a long three, up by 14. They need to extend it again. Let's go.
1:26 to go in the third frame, 43-29. Mustangs with the lead. Johnson controlling the offense, comes near side. Claire Cole, Katie Johnson working on the block. Now Weathersby into the lane, splits a defender, throws it off the window, up and through. Weathersby with 12. The lead is 16 with a minute 5 to go in the third. Up the floor, right wing. Now entry pass, Gillespie. She's fouled hard. And she'll go to the line for two.
Hoping they call that on someone else other than Katie Johnson.
I believe it'll be on Weathersby. No, you're right. Katie Johnson has picked up her fourth. So you got Katie Johnson with four. You got Brenna Eady with four for Donovan West. Anna Briggs with four for Quinter. Free throw here by Gillespie. First one is good. That'll bring back in Lena Leatherman, the junior 5'6" guard. So again, smaller lineup right now. But again, you got Kyra, you got Avery still in the game for D West. 1:02 to go in the third. 15-point Mustang lead. Second toss is good. Gillespie now with six. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Middle of the floor. It's Kyra Johnson. Gets bumped. No whistle. Quickly at the floor. Westside's got it. It's a 3-on-2 break. And Westside throws it away. Turnover number 11 on D-West. Here comes Gillespie. Left side. Lane line. Top of the key. Cash for Klaviska. A three. It's good. Boy, went from going 15, maybe up to 17. Now it's back down to 11. 45-34. Mustangs with the lead in the basketball. Kyra Johnson. Guarded by Sage Betts on the right wing. Entry pass down low. Weathersby hangs her shot. No. Rebound ripped down by Wirth. And here comes Clinter to get this back to a single-digit lead or deficit. Into the corner it goes. Three on the way by Betts. No. Rebound fought for. Tipped around. And Wirth has it. Throws up a wild shot. 14 seconds to go. The Mustangs got to go. 10 seconds left. 8 seconds. I don't need to count for it. The D-Less fans will do it for me. 3 seconds. Leatherman down low. It'll be a turnover on Donovan West as we end the quarter. They were up 16 to 5. That's the run by Quinter. And we head to the fourth. Donovan West, 8 minutes away from a state title for the first time in school history. They lead 45-34. We're back in 1 minute to Dodge City on the MSC Sports Radio Network 103.9 KNCA.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs and maintenance, tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
KNZA.
Jake Spalding, Chris Boswell back with you. United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. 45-34, Donovan West with the lead. They will have the basketball. Start of fourth quarter action. Brenna Eady back in the game with those four fouls. Brenna Eady, Kyra Johnson, Claire Toll, Melena Weststein, and Avery Weathersby also back in. Quinters, Anna Briggs. Eady off the bench. A three short, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go to Quinter. Eady sat a majority of that third quarter and maybe a little, didn't have her legs underneath her there.
That's tough when you sit for a while and you come into the game right away and you have to force up a quick shot. She didn't have to force it, but she was open. She's a confident shooter. She went ahead and pulled the trigger.
5-0 run from the last part of the third quarter by Quinter to get this back to an 11-point lead. Now Briggs driving left lane line, throws up a wild shot, somehow it drops, and Briggs now with 9.
Boy, when she gets going to her left hand, that's what's going to happen. You can't let her dribble left hand to the block because she's good at finishing there.
Weststein on the left wing, dribble weave action with Claire Cole. Outside it goes to Kyra Johnson, now Brenna Eady between the circles. Bounce pass to Weststein. Melena head fakes, drives to the lane, gives it off to Kyra. Into the lane, Kyra Johnson, layup, miss. Weathersby tips it out to Weststein. Melena, corner three on the way by Claire Cole. In and out. Fight for the rebound, and Weathersby's going to pick up a foul. That ball was halfway down and rattled back out for Claire Cole. Just the first, though, on Weathersby. Team foul number 5. You kind of get the feeling now. Quinter's got a little momentum. Things have slowed down for Donovan West as far as scoring. They haven't had a bucket here for a little while. So man-to-man defense by the Mustangs. Into the lane, Gillespie. Right lane, line shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Melena Weststein. Weststein gets it off to Johnson. Kyra into the front court now. She'll dribble right lane line. Needs some help. Gets it out to Colt. Claire in the middle of the lane. Elevates. Yes. Shot is good.
Fantastic decision by Claire Cole. She didn't go all the way to Briggs. She pulled up for that little floater before she got herself into trouble.
6:24 to go in this game. Layup Gillespie. Yes, and the foul. .6:21 to go here in this one. It's a 9-point Mustang lead.
That foul on Milena Weststein. You look at the replay, she looked pretty straight up on that. Nevertheless, just her first. But to the line, Bryn Gillespie, who is 2 out of 3 on the night, make it 3 out of 4. The closest the Dawgs have been in quite some time, just a moment ago, was a 16-point lead that's been cut in half. And then a turnover on Donovan West, number 13. Anna Briggs brings the ball across the timeline and travels with it. Turnover number 18 now on Clinter. Briggs has got decent handles for a big, but not sure that's who you want if you're Quinter trying to break pressure against Donovan West.
Yeah, Donovan West, they've got to be a little more cautious with the ball, make good passes against this press.
Guyra Johnson gets it poked out. It'll be Mustang basketball right in front of Coach Perry Smith and the Mustang bench again. Donovan West moving right to left across your radio dial at home. Kyra Johnson, a trigger, gets it into Avery Weathersby. Also, Brenna Eady, Milena Weststein, Claire Cole on the floor, all starting five for the Mustangs. Left corner it comes. Claire Cole, dribble weave action with Milena Weststein. She'll dribble it back between the circles. Eady loses her dribble, kicks it to the right corner. Now driving in the lane, shot up, missed by Kyra Johnson. Puts up a rebounded shot, no. Rebound ripped down by Briggs. Quickly up the floor. Here comes Quinter, losing the handle out of the backside. It's a layup for Cashlyn Kwasniska. And it's a 6-point game, with 5:38 to go in this one, 47-41, timeout D-West. We're back after this timeout here on the 103.9 FM KNZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, think Stonebarger Electric.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 FM KNZA.
A 12-2 run by Quinter has gotten them back into this game. 47-41. Donovan West with the lead. 5:38 to go in this one. Jake Spalding alongside Chris Boswell, Seth Tollison, and Lane Ketzler back in the studios producing this thing. Brenna Eady, Avery Weathersby, Milena Weststein, Kyra Johnson on the floor with Claire Cole. Backside pass, Claire Cole, head fakes from 15. Now outside it goes to Avery Weathersby, now Milena Weststein. Man-to-man still here by the Bulldogs.
We feel like this is a critical possession for Donovan West. They got to get something good.
Weathersby has it deflected, but out to Cole. Claire, a corner three, out the back iron. No, rebound ripped down by Quinter. Again, this is a 12-2 run by Quinter in this fourth quarter. A three by Briggs. No. Rebound ripped down by Kyra Johnson. One and done. That's what you got to see for D-West.
Yep, you can't give him any other opportunities with offensive rebounds.
Kyra Johnson, nice dish to Avery Weathersby. Weathersby going against Briggs. Throws it up into the corner. It's collected, though, by Milena Weststein. She elevates. Throws it to Weathersby. Attacks the rack. Shot missed. Rebound, no Weststein. Now Cole into the lane. Throws up a shot. It's good! Coach Perry Smith wanted Briggs on the wrist. It doesn't matter because Cole hits the bucket.
Oh, that was huge. That took up some time, and they're able to finish with 2 points. Couldn't stop the bleeding.
8-point lead here for the Mustangs. 4:20 to go. Into the corner. A three on the way by Gillespie. Too strong. Backside rebound. It's out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Quinter. Yes.
Sure. Weathersby, if you're Donovan West, you have to go after that ball. You can't wait to see if it's going to go out of bounds or not.
Kennedy Worth threw it off of Weathersby as she fell out of bounds. Weathersby pleading with the official that she was on the line, but nevertheless, it'll be Quinter basketball, 4:14 to go. Selinski into the corner to Gillespie. Now Briggs on the left wing. Skips it to the right side, and that's a three on the way by Worth. No. Backside rebound by Kyra Johnson, who was bumped. No whistle. Johnson in the front court. Here's Milena Weststein into the corner. Claire Cole steps in. Needs some help. Nice job to get it back out to Kyra. Under 4 minutes to go in this game. 8-point Mustang lead. Down low, Avery Weathersby attacks the rack. Shot missed. Rebound tapped around and taken by Clifford. Up the floor it comes.
Gillespie's got it on the right wing, and Briggs has it at the top of the key. She'll go to the left side on the elbow. Nearly a travel outside now. Three on the way by Kwasniewska. No. Fight for the rebound, and a foul will be on the putback opportunity. As Kennedy Worth, check that, Kelsey Selinski got the rebound. She's got two free throws coming. We talked about Jonathan West not giving up those extra opportunities. That time Selinski able to get underneath, get the offensive rebound after the long three. Just the first personal on Claire Cole. Zielinski to the line for she's 1 out of 2 on the night. 2 out of 3 now. Makes it a 7-point game. Katie Johnson with 4 fouls comes in for Milena Wettstein. 3:30 to go in this one. No lead is secured in this state tournament. Second toss is true. Worth has 11. 3 different Bulldogs in double figures. Johnson breaks pressure, lobs ahead to Brenna Eady. Top of the key now, Weathersby. Avery drives into the lane. Euro step around Bridge. Her shot missed. Katie Johnson, her shot blocked. 3:15 to go. It's a 6-point Bulldog deficit, and they have the basketball. A big stop right here defensively. They've got to make something happen. Briggs throws up a wild shot, and she's going to be fouled. I believe that's Katie Johnson. And Katie Johnson might have just fouled out of this game. No. They were called on Avery Weathersby. That'll be her second. So now Anna Briggs to the line to shoot 2. 1 out of 2 on the night for the Southpaw. This one is good. Lead slowly trimming down. Now just a 5. Donovan West led by 3 at the end of 1. 3 at halftime. 11 at the end of the third. Down to just 5. Make it 4 with the second toss from Briggs. Full court pressure being applied here by Quinter. Broken by Brenna Eady with ease. Quickly into the front court and a deflection. Maybe a foul, but no whistle. Now Briggs into the front court. She gets it to Cashlin Kwasniewska, and now Gillespie will reset. 2:50 to go in the game. It's a 4-point Mustang lead. Ball on the deck. Deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Quinter. Jonathan West, they're just reeling a little bit right now. They're trying to push tempo, but they're not able to get anything going offensively. That time they got a little too sped up, and Eady turned it over. D. West, timeout on the floor. Full timeout. 2:44 to go in this one. It's 49-45 Mustangs. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
2:44, all that remains here at United Wireless Arena, Dodge City, the site. I'm Jake, that's Chris, Seth, and Lane back at the studios. And Quinter continuing on to their run right now that dates back to the end of the third quarter. It's an 11-4 run here in the fourth frame alone. Jonathan West on the defensive side as Quinter will trigger it in. Trying to make this a one-possession game. It's Katie Johnson, Claire Cole, Tyra Johnson, Brenna Eady, and Avery Weathersby. Quickly in the middle of the lane, Gillespie shot missed. Great job by Katie Johnson with a defense and no foul.
That's tough. She's got 4 fouls. She had no choice but to go straight up. Made the offensive player Gillespie for Quinter shoot over her.
Mustangs with the basketball. Brenna Eady in the front court. 2.5 to go. Claire Cole, top of the key, Katie Johnson. Near side, Brenna Eady. Eady looking for Weathersby down low. Mismatch, can't find her. Now Eady in the lane, and a foul will be called here on Kennedy Worth. 16 foul on Quinter. So both teams the rest of the way will be shooting the bonus anytime the whistle is blown. Milena Wettstein will check in for the Mustangs. She'll replace Katie Johnson. Yeah, that's a good inbounds opportunity for Jonathan West. They've had some success on those. Maybe they get an easy bucket. They got to clear it all the way out to the top of the key, though. Avery Weathersby with it now. She'll dribble it back out DeClaire Cole, now Kyra Johnson. 2:10 to go in this state title game. 49-45, Donovan West with the lead. They've led by as many as 16 in this game. Now near side, right in front of us on the left wing, it's Kyra Johnson. Guarded tightly by Selensky, gets it off to Edie. Weave action here from the Mustangs. Under 2 minutes to go. Yep, just take care of the ball. Keep running offense. You don't have to force anything right now. You got a 4-point lead. Blair Cole to the right wing. It's Avery Weathersby. Now off to Kyra Johnson. Kyra to the near side. Brenna Edie. So dribble with the left hand. Pull up from the left elbow. Shot. It's good. Big time shot by Brenna Edie. And a timeout by Coach Smith. 30-second timeout. It's 51-45 Mustangs. 1:38 to go. We'll take it with them. Back to Dodge. After this timeout on 103.9 KNZA.
Are you tired of tires that need to be retired? Look no further than Triple L Tire in Highland to help you find the right tire for whatever car, truck, or ag equipment you have. Triple L Tire can make tire purchases quick and easy, not only to fit your budget, but a choice you can be confident with. Remember, they offer full-service oil changes too, plus front-end suspension work and four-wheel alignments. Give them a call at 785-444-TIRE. That's Triple L Tire in Highland and online, tripleltire.com.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Back here at United Wireless Arena, we don't want to get the heck out of Dodge. We want to stay here and celebrate a championship. Donovan West up by 6. 1:30 to go here in this game. Big. Here with the basketball.
Big time defensive possession right here for Donovan West.
Man-to-man defense, top of the key, it's Briggs. Guarded by Weathersby. The Mustangs have Kyra Johnson, Weathersby, Claire Cole, Katie Johnson, and Edie at the rack. Shot. Missed. Rebound, Katie Johnson for the Mustangs. Kyra Johnson now in the front court. She'll slow things down here with 1:15 to go. And she's fouled on Kelsey Selinsky. Johnson to the line for a 1-1. Free throws, Mr. Boswell, free throws.
What do they say? Free throws win championships. Couldn't be any more true than right now. We got to knock down some of these free throws, extend the lead.
Free throw on the way, off the back heel. Rebound, Katie Johnson, out to Kyra, and she'll back it out to Claire Cole. 1:10 to go in this game. And then a foul by Selensky will put Johnson right back to the line. What an offensive rebound by Katie Johnson.
Yeah, big-time offensive rebound. Now, here's the thing. Donovan West got the ball right back to Kyra Johnson immediately. Like, they want her shooting these free throws after she missed one. 64% foul shooter. 3 out of 5 on the night. Isaac tries it. This one short. Rebound by Briggs. 6-point lead for the Mustangs.
1 minute to go. Quinter into the front court. Dribble weave action into the corner. 3 on the way. Too strong. Backside rebound by Gillespie. Her putback is good. Timeout, Quinter. And that should be their last one of the game, I believe, with 53 seconds to go. We're keeping this one here, Seth. 51-47, Mustangs with a 4-point lead. 2 huge free throws missed a moment ago by this Donovan West Mustang team.
Yeah, 2 front ends of 1-1. It could be a little different situation. You knock those down, but you still got to get that backside rebound. That was a tough shot by Quinter, air ball, and those are hard to air ball. You're expecting to hit some rim, but Quinter pushed us up underneath the bucket, long rebound, able to grab it and put it back in.
Mustangs average 51 points a game, Bozzy. They got 51 on the board right now. You know who else averaged 51 a game? That's the Quinter Bulldogs. They've got 47. We've got 53 seconds left to go. Spalding Boswell here courtside. Tollison Kelzer back at the studios. Could you have asked for a better state title game?
Oh, a fantastic game tonight. I mean, both teams just really getting after. You wouldn't expect anything less, but here's a big possession for Donovan West. I keep saying that. They're all big possessions at this point, but Winter's going to apply some full court pressure. Donovan West got to break the pressure, get it across into the front court, and I think Quinter will foul.
We got Edie, Kyra Johnson, Elena Westine, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby in the game. Starting 5 here for the Mustangs. Full court pressure by Quinter. Weathersby to trigger. Needs to get it in. She finds it to Kyra Johnson. 50 seconds to go. Quickly up the floor. Brenna Edie in front of the timeline. And here come the Quinter Bulldogs. And it'll be a tie-up or a foul. This is a huge call by these two officials, whether it's a foul or a jump ball with 46 seconds to go.
Well, Edie's got to understand they're coming after her with the possession arrow heading towards Quinter. She can't just cover up the ball.
And it's an assault jump. And possession will go to Quinter. Turnover number 14 on Donovan West. Katie Johnson back in. West side back out. A big defensive time here for Donovan West. 46 seconds to go. They got the arrow in their favor now as the defensive crowd comes to life for D-West. Gillespie, left side bridge. She'll fire a three. No. Rebound, Gillespie. No. Tyra Johnson's got it, and she's fouled. 33 seconds to go in this game. You knew Briggs was going to shoot the three. I saw you. Yeah, she squared it up. You knew she was taking it, but I was also watching the backside. Gillespie for Quinter. Really, really good at pushing you under the bucket. She almost had that offensive rebound, but Johnson able to come away with it.
You played basketball with her dad.
Well, I didn't play basketball. He was one of my roommates.
Okay.
So Johnson back to the line, a 1-1 here for the senior from Donovan West. She eyes it, tries it. This one, yeah. She buys.
There you go.
Makes it a 5-point game. She earns the bonus. 19 in the game, trying to make it a 20-burger. Free throw is good.
That a girl.
Timeout, D-West. 33 seconds to go, 53-47. Johnson's got that 20-burger, and she's got her team up by 6. We're going to keep this one here as well, Seth. Again, we don't want to miss any of the action. Timeout on the floor. Donovan West, I believe that might have been their last timeout. I'll check here in a second. If not, they might have one still remaining. And this is what I love about state basketball, Bozzy, is, you know, you can look up at this big scoreboard that we've got here, and they just went and panned in on Coach Perry Smith. He had a smile on his face. You're up by 6 in a state title game with 30 seconds left, and he's, again, encouraging his kids. In this moment.
Yeah, so you just give them confidence. Hey, we got this. We're fine. We're up by 6. Let's just get a stop here defensively. There's 33 seconds left. 2-possession game. Get a stop. Get a rebound. Secure that defensive rebound. They're going to foul you immediately. We come down, make free throws. Ball game's over.
Avery Weathersby, Katie Johnson, big sister Kyra Johnson, Brenna Eady, Claire Cole, the 5 on the floor here defensively for the Mustangs. Smile on the Mustangs' faces right now, too. Don't let this moment be too big for you. Quinter with the basketball. 30 seconds to go into the lane. So let's get dribbles it off her own foot. It's going to be Donovan West basketball. Yes. It will be. Turnover on the Bulldogs with 27 seconds to go. Melina Westine and Katie Johnson out.
They're going to put some pressure here full court. See if they can get a turnover. I don't think they'll foul immediately. If Donovan West can get it across half court, then you'll see the foul.
And 6'2 Briggs guarding the entry pass. Johnson's got it, and she's fouled immediately by Kennedy Wirth. Double bonus now for the Mustangs. And guess who's going back to the line? Senior Kyra Johnson, one of 3 seniors on this roster, alongside Claire Cole and Avery Weathersby, 3 seniors that had their hearts broken 2 years ago in the semifinal round. Coach Smith and the Mustangs trying to send them out with the title. Johnson's first. It's good.
There you go. Nerves of steel.
And that's tough because she missed 2 front ends of the 1-1. It's tough to go back to the line with that confidence to knock those down. Now a 3-possession game, 25 seconds remaining. Kyra's second toss on the way. It's good. Johnson in the game now with 22. And here comes Quinter. 25 seconds to go. 8-point lead for Donovan West. 20 seconds. Entry pass Gillespie. Layup, yes, but no timeouts for Quinter. Donovan West, smartly just letting the ball dribble. They got 5 seconds to turn it in now. 10 seconds to go. Clock still moving. Into Kyra Johnson. 7 seconds left. Johnson picks it up. Now in the back court. Weathersby, 2 seconds. Up the court. Donovan West is your state champion in 1A. Division 1 here in Dodge City. The Mustangs knock off 8-time defending champion Central Plains. They knock off Norris, the top seed, and now they knock off the Quinter Bulldogs. A perfect 3-0 run in this state tournament. And Donovan County, you have a state title coming home.
Boy, what a fantastic game. Donovan West, what do you say? I mean, they had a scare. Quinter came back at them. They cut the lead down to 4.
Things were a little rough there for a minute, but what composure by Donovan West. They're able to hold on to the ball, be strong with it, get fouled, and then make those free throws down the stretch. Fantastic effort from Donovan West. 55-47. We'll catch our breath. We're back with the Wilson's, or check that, the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show coming up next. Your Donovan West Lady Mustangs are state champions in 2023.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Donovan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Dodge City, Northeast Kansas, Donovan County, you've got a state title coming home to you. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Seth Tolleson back in the studios with his son, Lane Ketzler, and a phenomenal game where Donovan West got up by as many as 16, but you knew that the Quincer Bulldogs would not go away quietly. In return, D. West took some punches. They took some runs, and they set them aside and did one of their own in the final quarter. Just 10 points in the fourth quarter for Donovan West. They got outscored by Quincer by 4 in the frame, but what was the biggest important part of that fourth quarter was the defensive effort by this Mustang team. And then how about Kyra Johnson missing two front ends of one and ones and then able to salt the game away, making 4 straight free throws down the stretch. The Mustangs, 55, the Bulldogs, 49, and the first ever state title coming home to the Donovan West Mustang program. Bozzy, what a phenomenal tournament. What a phenomenal championship game we just saw.
Yeah, it was a great game. Absolutely wonderful game. Both teams just giving it everything they've got. I think Donovan West, their game plan, I don't know that it really ever changes for them. They want to run fast. They want to get up and down the floor, play transition basketball. But, you know, sometimes it's hard in a high-pressure game to continue to do that because things are so sped up, you might have some more turnovers than you normally do. But they stuck with their game plan, got up and down the floor, started to tire Quinter out. And really, defensively, I thought their game plan was on point. They knew they had to slow down Briggs. They did a really good job on her. She finishes the night with only 11 points.
Massive.
Yeah, she averages 19 a game. She had 22 last night. I mean, they really shut her down. Weathersby was really big defensively, as was Katie Johnson.
And also, blocks, only 5 in the game for Briggs. Katie Johnson getting her medal right now. And I feel like this sophomore right now for D. West, she played huge minutes. And she was banging down low with Briggs. She had 4 fouls, majority of the second half. But she was a big difference maker down low on Briggs, as was Weathersby, as was Kyra Johnson, big sister to Katie.
And Milena left side getting her medal now. We're going to have Coach Perry Smith going to come talk to us here in a little bit. We know Riverside, hey, they're going to try to make two state titles come home to Donovan County here in just a little bit. We will get you out to Manhattan momentarily, but we're not going to miss an opportunity to let you guys at home hear from your head coach, Perry Smith, and also seniors Avery Weathersby, Kyra Johnson, and Claire Cole. We're hoping to get those girls, but we're also not going to take it away from them either, as they're going to be celebrating with their students and their fans here in Dodge City as they're getting awarded their state championship trophy right now. Donovan West with their three seniors hoisting it high, and they'll come over here by us because they want the student section to be a part of it as well. Coach Chris Boswell is going to go get Coach Perry Smith to come over here in just a little bit to, again, have a conversation with you. 55-49 was your final score as Donovan West, your first state champion in Donovan West girls history. And now Donovan West, their chant, "I believe that we will win." How about, "I believe that we just won a state title here in Dodge City," as Donovan West will go over the final statistics now as Coach Chris Boswell will go get Coach Schmidt. They're going to take some pictures really quick. Your final statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group of Northeast Kansas with member firms NEK Tax Services in Whiting and Holton Tax Services in Holton. Your final stats tonight, pacing the way for the Mustangs, a phenomenal night from senior Kyra Johnson, 22 points, 13 rebounds. Her final game as a senior for D. West, a double-double from the senior for Donovan West, and nothing bigger than four free throws down the stretch to ice the game for D. West. 12 points for Avery Weathersby, including 8 rebounds. How about this statistic? Milena Weststein didn't score. However, she had 5 assists and 8 rebounds, with 5 of those being on the defensive side, which that means boxing out against Anna Briggs and Gillespie down low, big difference maker in this game. 7 points for Brenna Eady, 8 points for senior Claire Cole, and 6 points for Katie Johnson. And Johnson also 4 rebounds in the game as well. How about this statistic right here? Donovan West did not win or did not force that many turnovers in the second half against Quinter. They had 14 turnovers at halftime. They finished the game with just 19. That's only 5 in the second half. But points off turnovers, 20-10, the advantage for the D. West Mustangs in that ball game. That's a 10-point difference in that contest, allowing Donovan West to win this contest. How about this statistic too? D. West only 1-3 in the ball game. That was from Kyra Johnson. They went 1-11. They only shot 37% from the field. But turnovers turning into points and opportunities knocking. Can these girls able to do it? Final score once again: Donovan West 55, Quinter 49, and a title coming home to Donovan County. As Chris Boswell did a phenomenal job, he was able to bring over to us 3 seniors for this Mustang team and head coach Perry Smith. The girls are hanging out with the student section really quick, and whoever's up first doesn't bother me one bit. We're going to have senior Avery Weathersby up first. Avery, how you feel right now?
I feel amazing.
I bet you do. Tell me a little bit about what this game means for you as a senior to go out on top like this.
Honestly, it feels like I don't even know how to explain it. It's just awesome because we are here our sophomore year. We thought we were able to win the state title, and we got knocked off by Norwich, and then we came back this year, and we knocked Norwich off, which was even better.
You not only knocked off an 8-time defending state champion at Central Plains, you got revenge on Norwich, and then you take down a Quinter team that had a 6'3" post. You guys are no taller than, what, 5'9"? How did you guys accomplish that tonight, especially you down low?
Well, I personally knew I really had to guard her right shoulder. She was very left-hand dominant. That's how she was scoring, so I knew I had to take that off, and then I had to block her out.
You got a ton of Doniphan County and a ton of Northeast Kansas listening to you right now. What is something you want them to know about why this Mustang team is so special?
It's just our senior year, and everyone's just amazing, and we would like to thank the crowd so much and all the support. It's just awesome.
Avery Weathersby, boss, you got any questions for a super senior right now?
No, you had a tough task tonight up against Briggs. I thought you did an awesome job, and you mentioned kind of the scouting report, but you weren't hesitant at all, even offensively, going at her. What was your mindset doing that?
Well, Coach Smith told us, you know, we just got to attack. Keep attacking. A block shot means nothing.
That's right. Block shots, opportunities for a foul. You guys did great. Congratulations, Avery. Really, really appreciate you guys doing what you guys do best, coming out of the TVL. How difficult is it for you to come out here and win a state title? But you're prepared because that TVL schedule is so good, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the best.
All right, Avery Weathersby, I'll have you pass the mic over to Claire Cole, if you don't mind. Avery Weathersby goes out as a senior state champion here for Doniphan West. As Claire Cole, you put on the mic. Claire, tell me a little bit about your guys' team, the cohesiveness that you guys have, and you three seniors in particular. What's it mean for you to graduate knowing that you're going out with a state title?
You know, I just think that our team really works hard together every practice, but especially us three seniors, you know, we've played with each other since we were, like, third grade probably. So it's really easy for us to work together on the court, but everybody kind of buys into that, you know. Having three seniors on the team, not everybody has that. Some people have more, but we work well together.
That was we watch you guys play, and you love to get up and down the floor, and you guys want to get out and transition. How hard is it to do that over the course of an entire game?
You know, I like to take pride in that. Nobody wants to run the floor the whole time, so it's really the big thing for us to get out and transition, to look down the floor, get those easy buckets, because, you know, nobody wants to do that.
Exactly. Claire, I want to ask you really quickly about conditioning. What's your practices like to give you guys the endurance to be able to do what you do day in and day out?
A lot of our drills incorporate running the floor, especially because we like to play with transition, but every practice ends with conditioning. Every drill has conditioning. we do free throws with conditioning. So.
You feel like that prepares you for your guys' games, though?
Oh, of course. I feel like we're the best conditioned team on the floor all the time.
Tell me a little bit about Coach Perry Smith. What does he mean to you?
You know, he's kind of been like a second dad. He's always looking out for us. I just love him.
Claire Cole, congratulations. You're a senior going out in the state title. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Claire Cole, phenomenal player. Going to make us all get emotional.
Now you got the tears going.
Yeah.
Everybody's crying.
Now we got Kyra Johnson. I didn't mean to get the waterworks started just yet, but Kyra, your last game with a Mustang jersey on, a double-double, 22 points, 13 rebounds. Tell me what you're feeling right now.
I'm feeling on top of the world. That was amazing. We had so much support from the community and really everywhere in Doniphan County. We had so many donations to get down here. It's just amazing.
How does it feel to know that you're bringing a state title home to Doniphan County for the first time?
It feels so good. We've talked about it all 4 years I've been in high school, wanting to hang an orange banner is what we do for winning a state title. And there's not one in the gym yet for girls basketball. So we did that today, and it's very amazing.
Well, you know, looking at Jake mentioned 18 points. I mean, you came out with no fear. What was your mentality starting out this game?
Just to get it done, really. I'm not a really nervous person, and just getting hyped up in the locker room is just what we do every game, and come out with confidence.
I got to ask you really quickly here before Bozzy with the next one. You guys didn't come on the floor in pregame until about 15 minutes to go. You know, was that a little bit different than what you guys normally are doing, or do you guys have a different mindset coming in today?
No, we always only come out 15 minutes and quick warm up and get going. Like we said, we run a lot, so not trying to waste our energy there.
Well, and I didn't have another question. I just want to clarify. You have 22 tonight.
Yeah,
I was actually looking at the stat sheet from the end of the third quarter, so phenomenal game. Great job.
Thank you.
What does it mean for you? Final question for you to have Coach Perry Smith. Again, I'm not trying to get too emotional, but I just wanted you to get a chance to talk to Perry, basically Coach Perry Smith, what he's meant to you and what he means to this program.
He's more than a coach to me. I've been around him all my life, and I'm going to miss him a lot.
Kyra Johnson, phenomenal senior year. Congratulations on being a state champion.
Thank you.
Kyra Johnson of the Lady Mustangs. We'll have Coach Perry Smith now come up here, and he gets a big hug from Kyra Johnson. And, you know, we were doing our interview with Coach earlier today, and Didn't want to try and make him emotional, but I told him I was going to make the waterworks happen with this one because I'm going to talk to him about his three seniors. Coach, I'm so proud of for you, proud of you, for what you guys have accomplished. You're hanging a banner for D West. How's that feel?
We're hanging an orange one.
That's right.
In our gym, orange ones mean state titles. So, we hung an orange banner. What did I tell you about them three seniors? Great ones. They're great ones.
Phenomenal kids.
Oh, great kids.
Talk to me about the game. You know, you guys kind of get going and, you know, a quick 2-0 start. For Quinter, and then you guys just take off. You go up 18-15 at the end of the first quarter. You extend it up in the third frame, up by as many as 16. Everything's feeling good as Quinter comes back with a run. What was going through your mind at that moment?
Well, I didn't think we were very good offensively for one, but then on the other side of it, we weren't worth a dang on the defensive end either. So what neither end was it? We weren't hanging our hat on nothing. Good teams, when you get to this, you know that team's making a run. And that's a good team.
Yeah.
They're athletic. That 6'2 girl inside is a difference maker. She can step out. She can do so many things. And it makes it tough to guard. I mean, she wasn't great tonight by any means. But, you know, she takes you out of how you normally guard things. So that was tough for us. But I was proud of it. I mean, we battled all night long and got to where we at the end. And then Kyra goes up. You know, missed the first two free throws in that stretch, then what, finished with four in a row.
Yep,
I was proud of him.
Well, that's weird. I was going to ask about Kyra because that's tough. You go up and miss the front end of a 1-1 twice.
Yes.
And then you guys got the ball back the next possession and went right back to her. I mean, you guys knew you wanted her on the line. So tell me about that. I mean, I just a ton of confidence in her.
Yes, absolutely. She's our leader. And, you know, and she's the one that's going to get the end of the game stuff. She's got ice in her veins. She didn't worry about it. I knew she was going to step up there and finish this thing off, and she did. But how about her on the defensive end?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
She probably never gets the credit she deserves down there. We always put her on the what we think the best player is, other than maybe a standout guard, and she does a great job.
She rotates again with Avery Weathersby. And again, your guys' philosophy to a T worked again tonight. You forced 19 turnovers. Just tell me about how sticking to your game plan, you know, and not making those kind of adjustments when other teams, other coaches might say, okay, we got to throw out what we normally do. You don't do that. Why?
Well, it's what we do. I mean, we practice that every day. You know, I thought the first half we got them dog tired.
Yeah.
And it was just relentless pressure and relentless up and down, and that's how we want to play. And we practice that every day. And you don't go away from what you are, and even in these games. So I thought we did a good job there.
Final question for you, Buzz.
Well, you know, the effort you guys had, you know, you talked about defensively, wasn't super pleased at times throughout the game. But one thing I thought stood out, going against the team that has a lot of size, Briggs at 6'2", there's another Gillespie that is strong inside. You guys finished with 18 offensive rebounds. How do you instill that mentality of, you know, shot goes up, you don't give up on it, you go get position, you go fight for boards?
Yeah, we talk about that all the time, and I'm going to give that credit to Coach Leatherman. He is relentless on getting to the glass defensively and offensively, and he does a great job of making sure we understand that's a big part of our game, and tonight it was.
Yeah.
Definitely was.
Big thanks for Coach Perry Smith. Again, state champions. How does that sound to you? I told you earlier today when we interviewed, I said, I want to ask you how you seize the moment. How are you seizing this moment right now?
Well, it's a tribute to all the kids that came before, first off, because they set the foundation. When we came to D West, we went through a couple bleak years, 8-9 wins, and ever since then we've been right up there at the top, and to finally break through is a great thing, and we've got a lot of good kids along the way, and finally to break through for these kids in this community is a great feeling, and they worked their tails off for it, and we played, you know, did enough today to get it done, so that was important.
You got a ton of Northeast Kansas listening to you right now. I'm going to give you one final opportunity before we break off and go to Manhattan, but tell me a little bit about Kyra Johnson, Claire Cole, and Avery Weathersby, what they meant to this program, and how they were able to get you this state championship today.
Well, here we are, then three girls. Claire Cole, you can't say enough about her and all the state titles she has. I think she's got 8 championship medals now on her neck. 8 championship medals. And then you got Kyra Johnson, who's got 2/3 and a first. I mean, and Avery Weathersby, and I'm going to tell you, just tremendous girls. You know, I told you earlier, I told you this all week. I said, you're going to love these girls. They just work their tails off. They go to work every day to get better. They bought into our program, and I love them. They're great kids.
Coach, I don't want to keep you from your team, from your community.
congratulations bringing home a state title to D West, and just enjoy this moment.
Will do. Thank you, Jake. Chris, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Perry Smith of the Donovan West Lady Mustangs, once again, your final score from Dodge. We're getting the heck out of Dodge, and Donovan West Lady Mustangs are getting the heck out of Dodge with a state championship, 55-49. Donovan West bringing a state title home, hanging an orange banner for the girls' side of basketball in Donovan County. They've got one title. Riverside trying to make it two here in just a few moments. Bozzy, I'll give you 30 seconds, your final thoughts.
Well, just a fantastic game. You wouldn't expect anything less from a state title game, but I'm super impressed with these Donovan West girls. They just play so hard. It's just they're relentless with their pressure and their defense. And then getting up and down the floor, that's a tough style of basketball to play, and they buy in and they just love doing it. It's been a fun week at Dodge. We hope you have enjoyed it so far as well. 55-49,
the Mustangs, state champions, 21-5 final record. They're hanging the banner up here in D West as they bring it back home to you in Northeast Kansas. For Seth Tollefson and Lane Keltzer back in the studios, my partner Chris Boswell, this is Jake Spaulding. I've got no voice left to give you. We're sending you to Manhattan, where Riverside trying to make it 2-for-2 today for Donovan County, bringing home state titles. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you later.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.